All right, this morning, what can you buy with a penny? Nothing? All right, what if you had two pennies? Still nothing. How much does a piece of bubble gum cost these days? 50 cents? I didn't know that. Wow. Huh?
5 cents.
5 cents? Where you need to go shopping for bubble gum where they go. 5 cents. Well, do you know that Jesus was in the church, in the temple one day, and he saw the people bringing their offering and to God? You know, we use these plates and we pass them around. But in the temple, they had a money box, and people would go and put their money in the box, and it would go for the ministry of the temple. And Jesus saw a woman come in, and she was poor, and all she had was two little coins. They weren't even as much worth as a penny. And that's all she had. She didn't have any more money back home. And you know that she took those two pennies and she put them in the offering because she loved God so much and she wanted to give. And she trusted God to provide what she needed. Now, some people were coming in and they were putting bunches of money in the offering plate. I mean, some of the rich people, they had a big old sack and they would put that money in there. But do you know what Jesus said? He said the poor woman put in more than all the rich people. No, how could he say that? Mathematically, that doesn't, huh?
She just put two houses.
She just put two in, so mathematically it doesn't make sense. But it was because she was poor, and Jesus said she gave all that she had. The rich people, they had a whole bunch more money back home, so they were given out of their riches. But that poor woman, she gave all she had. So Jesus said that her gift was greater than the other people that put a lot of money in the offering plate, because she gave out of the love of her heart all that she had. Now, I want to tell you a story about a little boy who used his own allowance money to buy flowers. And do you know where he took the flowers? No, he took them to a nursing home. Have you ever been to a nursing home? Well, who lives at the nursing home?
Not me.
Oh, not you. Who?
No.
Who lives in a nursing home? Do you
know?
No. People that are older and sick. They live in a nursing home because they need help from the nurses and the doctors. They're not able to cook for themselves anymore or take care of themselves by themselves. So he wanted to do something nice for the people in the nursing home. So where do you think he took those flowers? Yes, he took those flowers and he would give them a flower and wish them well. And what do you think their response was? Thank you. And they were smiling and they were so happy that this little boy, he wasn't rich, but he took his own money and bought flowers for them because he wanted to do something to give a blessing. So, okay, let's look at me. You can do that too. It doesn't matter how poor you are, how matter how much money you have or don't have. You can give to God of your talents, your time, your smile. You can also give to others and be a blessing. Okay? So let us pray. Dear Jesus, help us to give because we want to bless you and we want to bless others by giving. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.